I'm selling my old stuff and my own. Actually, I wrote this hymn, so I'm selling my own cargo. And maybe some of you may have remembered it was the year 2017. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? No, you can't hear me now. Still have some problem in hearing. Can you hear me now? Okay. I think it's been 7 years. Was in Anaheim. We had an international Chinese speaking conference. The last message, and I spoke of such a subject, and I have that feeling, and I wrote that hymn. How is this hymn? Is this okay? Thank you. Thank you for your support. They can still not hear Brother Mineral. They cannot hear Brother Mineral. I don't know if the two speakers up there, are they open? How about let me just continue? And tonight we have come to an important message. That is message three. Now, is it okay now? Okay. I think there's a better news than this message tonight. There is a message better than this tonight. That is, we'll stop our meeting at 9 o'clock. How's that? Are you happy? Our arrangement was 9:30. 2 hours per session. That was our original arrangement. But you have half a day here, and you have tonight, and you come again tomorrow to have the Lord's table meeting and the last session. Therefore, I pleaded with the brothers. How about you have some flexibility? May we conclude at 9 p.m.? Hallelujah. The time is certainly adequate. After an hour, we still have adequate time for brothers and sisters to have more testimonies. I hope that those of you who have not shared in the previous three messages, you have the inspirational move of the Spirit. How about now? Now, just prepare as you're listening now, and you should be prepared to come up and share. We will definitely stop at 9 p.m. Amen. This subject tonight is so enormous, even gigantic. It's universal, and Roman numeral 6 is talking about we should be need to be a universal Christian with a universal view of the universal body of Christ. This is something huge. It's extends the universe. It is the with a mystical body of the universal all inclusive all extensive Christ. So you have to realize it is impossible to use just an hour to speak of this in detail and extensively. I believe that many brothers and sisters, you have a certain amount of seeing concerning the body of Christ. Don't be too humble and say, I don't know anything at all. But under God's revelation, there are different stages as well as levels. I came into the Lord's recovery. We heard about a talk about the body of Christ. And you said, do I have the light concerning the body of Christ? Yes, I did. but it's just a little. But after 40 to 50 years, you ask me, do you know the body? I dare not to say that. I know the body absolutely and fully, but in comparison to 40 to 50 years ago, I know more. Therefore, the understanding of the Bible, of the revelation of the Bible, all came from the apostles' teaching. We should not be so easily satisfied. I have heard about it. I heard it. Even I have spoke, I speak about it. Is there anything new? Let me tell you, there are still things new. It is unsearchable, right? The riches of Christ is unsearchable. I'm so afraid that as Christians, we come to an extent we lost that desire, that seeking or seeking spirit, or longing, or the heart to seek, of seeking. That means we're stagnant. We will not make any progress to go forward. At least the message tonight, I hope to arouse you to have a new inclination, a new interest, a new pursuit concerning this matter. And also, when I wrote this hymn, the emphasis is not only on the body of Christ, but on the reality of the body of Christ. Yes, you may have the knowledge of the body of Christ, you may have an understanding of the body of Christ, but not necessarily you will have the reality of the body of Christ. That actually touches our experience and constitution. Many in Christianity talk about the body, but it's just merely a talk, an outward understanding. We must be brought into what? Into the reality of such a revelation. Now, I will begin. The third level of God's New Testament economy, the first is the teaching of the apostles, and number two, the ministry of the New Testament covenant, and level three is the body of Christ. The apostles' teaching is what? It's the content and plan of God's economy. And what is the New Testament ministry? It is the work and service of God's economy. And tonight, the body of Christ is what? Is the goal and accomplishment of God's New Testament economy. In other words, when the body of Christ appears or was manifested, and you, when you say the reality of the body of Christ is manifested on earth, that is the reaching or accomplishing of the goal of God's New Testament economy. That is, God's dream has been fulfilled, and that is the highest accomplishment of God's New Testament economy, the body of Christ. We're not here establishing an organization or group in Christianity, nor are we here to have a famous movement in Christianity. We're not here establishing any kind of denominations or groups. We only have one burden, that is to build up this body of Christ. Therefore, we need to see, and we need to have the light and revelation. I will follow the outline to speak. I will add another point. I don't know how to feel about these outlines. I love these outlines. Just two pages. To speak in a brief and simplified way of such a great subject. So I hope that all of you have the burden after this weekend. Just don't throw this away. Put it aside, that either individually by yourself or by twos and threes, you can go back and review these messages. There are many materials that you can enter into. We also have it's called references and further reading that we have. We have so many references and further reading materials. I hope that you will go to have a further pursuing of the realities of these points. The church is the body of Christ. It's the fullness of the one who fills all and in all. Therefore, the church is God's, what God wants in his eternal heart's desire. That church is not just merely for a group of Christians who have been saved. They believe in the Lord Jesus. They come together. They are the church. Yes, that is the church in the original language, Greek. The word definition of ecclesia is the gathering or assembly of the called ones or saved ones. But if you're merely to have understanding in its literal definition or meaning, it's elementary stage. We must be uplifted to know the church as the body of Christ. Many people, when they talk about the church as the body of Christ, they talk about, oh, the body is simple. The body is a symbol. It's an illustration or an example. It's not the actual body. It is just a saying, an illustration, an explanation that Christ has such an organism. Those people who speak in such a way actually have no understanding of the body of Christ. You look at my body or your body. It is an entity. It is an organic structure. In reality, you talk about your body, my body. Actually, the body that you and I have, they are just shadows, right? Your body will be here today and will be of non-existence tomorrow. Our physical body is not eternal. It is temporal. It is in the flesh. Actually, all physical bodies are shadows. The reality of in the universe of that body is the body of Christ. Having Christ as the head and the church being those who can compose of his body. And we are members of his body, of this body of Christ. That speaks for us that the church is not an organization. It is not an institution. It is an organism. In the afternoon and this morning, we talk about in the whole universe, God needs to gain a body for his son that matches him. Okay, for me to stand here, look at my head, it's so large. And my body is just here. Although I'm not so strong, husky, but you know, I'm okay. And the portion of my head and my body matches, right? Say if I stand here, I'm standing up here. My head is this—it's—it's my body's 18 inches, and my head is about a foot too. What is that? That is a monster, right? Because the head and the body, they do not match each other. The head is so big and the body is so small, right? In such an illustration, you'll be able to see. Today, Christ is all-inclusive, all-extensive. He fills the whole universe. Our Christ, he's the one who fills the whole universe. Today, the universe is still expanding. They're doing research and say this universe is still expanding. It has become larger and larger. Yet Christ is all inclusive. He fills the whole universe. He is the one who fills all in all. How about his body? The body of Christ is the fullness of the one who fills all in all. You look at my body standing here. My body is my fullness. If I'm only 18 inches, 10 pounds with such a big head, then my body is not my fullness because it cannot match the head. But for me to stand here, you can see it's matched. Now this Christ, he became flesh, accomplished redemption, and he resurrected to become our life. And now he has ascended and been glorified to be the one who fills all in all. Therefore, his body must match him. The body of Christ, that is the church, as the fullness of this Christ. You know, in the United States, many of you came to the USA. You can say they have most obese people in the world. Not only fat, but obesity, because here it's filled with McDonald's. And McDonald's, not only that, you have Chick-fil-A. What else? What else? You have all the fast food chains, and wherever you go in the United States, you go to the supermarket. Wow, it is things you cannot finish consuming. You go out into a restaurant. You know the portion. It is extra large. But what is the problem with the United States? Is that you eat too much. Therefore, you're unhealthy. But on the other hand, it is because they eat so much that the Americans are so large, so tall, so big. You know, in this World War II, the American male, their average weight, I think it's about 155 pounds. That is during World War II, not so long ago, about 70 years ago. At that time, the Americans, and now the Americans today, they're about 150 pounds. That is the average weight. Those who go out fighting World War II, about 17, 18, 19 years old, they carry a heavy machine gun, and we thought that the American soldiers are giants. No. Yes, they fought the war and won the war, and the economy boomed. So there are things everywhere. There are things to eat. There's so many riches in the United States. Then people just eat and eat and become like this. We're the Chinese, we don't eat that much. So we're still 155. We're somewhat more healthier. May the Lord forgive me. Christ You know how many pounds is Christ? You look at the head. How big is the head? How heavy is he of this head? This head fills all, in all. And his body should not be 18 inches and 50 pounds. His body should match him. So brothers and sisters, we are the body of Christ. For us to become his fullness is not so simple. What shall we do? We should learn of the Americans. Eat every day. Eat every moment. So you should have a snack every hour. You just need to eat, and eat. So let us not to become Americans, but the real Christ men, Christians. How about to be the real body man, to become the members of his body? We should not be skinny, powerless, but we should be enormous, humongous. That means we're full of the fullness of Christ. When we enjoy and assimilate and digest the riches of Christ, then we can be his body. Then we can be what? His fullness. That's everything to do with God's dispensing. And that is the New Testament ministry and ministers to continuously dispensing, transmitting, distributing, supplying all the saints. That is our work, our service. Now, let's look at Roman numeral 1. In Ephesians 4, 11 to 12, Paul says that different gifted persons perfect the saints unto the work of the ministry. Unto the building up of the body of Christ. This is the third level of the meaning of God's New Testament economy. I said we need to eat more, digest more, absorb more, that as a result we have the growth, the expansion, the enlargement. The distribution or distributing of the food is the work of the ministry. Each one of us should be a good steward, right? Giving food at the appropriate time. That all the saints can be constituted with the elements of Christ. I don't care if you're a hand or a feet in the body, or you're an eye. Paul used all these kind of speaking. Some are somewhat larger and some are somewhat smaller. But according to God's arrangement, according to the measure he gives to us, each one of us should be full, should be well fed. We should be filled with the unsearchable riches of Christ, that each one of us should be filled and full of Christ. And as a result, when we are functioning in life as a member of the body, we are fulfilling our function. On one hand, we need the growth in life. On the other hand, we need to function. Life and function added together will cause the body to build up of itself gradually until we come to the full measure of the stature of a full-grown man. This is Ephesians chapter 4. Today we're still in the process of growing. To build up the body of Christ is not like building a physical building. That building of the body of Christ is something organic. It is an organic building. Your organic body, maybe you were born 7, 8 pounds, then become 70 pounds, 80 pounds, and you become 160 pounds. that is your body being built up. Therefore, the building of the body of Christ is the growth of the body of Christ. Therefore, the building is the growing. In Romans 2, the economy of God is for the body of Christ. That is very clear. The New Testament economy is for the body of Christ and nothing for nothing else. A, the eternal economy of God is to produce an organic body to be an organism to God for his increase and expression. By God becoming man, that man might become God in life and nature, but not in the Godhead. This is a Roman numeral A. You can see that my body is the enlargement, expansion, expression of my head. My head is my identity. If you want to know a person, you need to look at that face, that head, right? That is identity. However, if you want to see my expression, you know I have an expression, then you need to look at my body. My body is my expression. Without my body, I have no activities. Without the body, whatever the head thinks about, the head's desires or wants cannot be accomplished. Therefore, the head needs the body to fulfill all kinds of functions. Number one, the most important thing is that the body should be a fullness or full expression of the body. B, we are here to carry out God's eternal economy with the purpose of gaining the body for his son Christ. And this body has to be consolidated into the local churches. Brother Watchman Nee, he went to Europe twice in his whole life. The first time is 1933, the second time is 1939. Both times he went to England. Because he went to England, he contacted the highest, in truth, the highest group of people of in truth, and even those who have the knowledge or experience of life they're also in England. So he went there and lived there a period of time. The first time, he went to the close brethren. The close brethren took him for hospitality. And the second time, he was hosted by Austin Sparks, and he went twice. After he came back from England, that is the second time, in 1939, that is at the eve of World War II, Hitler invaded Poland in that year, 1939. And but the Watchman, he went back to Shanghai, and quickly he gathered all the co-workers in Shanghai and started to talk about the body of Christ. And he had trainings, conferences. He gathered together the elders and co-workers and shared and talked to them about the body of Christ. We have heard some stories. That is, he was speaking and speaking about the body, and he asked them one by one, how about you give a testimony? I have spoke so much. How about you give a little testimony and tell us what have you seen of the body? And one by one, they spoke, and one by one were disqualified. He said, you have not seen it yet. You had not seen it. Actually, nobody saw it. See, from that you can know it's not so easy to see the body of Christ. That is, in the early days, when he received the burden, he wanted to talk about the body of Christ. It's not easy. It's not easy. And today, it's somewhat easy. We have spoke much about the body of Christ. But I can tell you, when Brother Lee went to be with the Lord in 1997, how many years has it been? 27 years. Right? 27 years. In the 27 years, I thank the Lord. I don't want to talk about anything else, but in the 27 years, because of he's has something that he charged us, right? We have the seven feasts, right? Every year. We have seven feasts per year. The winter and summer semi-annual training, that is the training on the crystallization studies. And we have the spring and fall iteros, that are two elders training. That right? That's four feasts. And then American Memorial Day and American Thanksgiving, you have two conferences. And adding one more, that is in February, we have the International Chinese Speaking Conference. That is our seven feasts or training conferences a year. What's 27 times seven? How many is that? 184. Every conference, every training, you have five messages, like some have six messages. Chinese-speaking conference is five messages, and the two conferences are six messages. And elders' trainings are of 8 to 9 messages. You have two, semi-annual trainings. They have 12 messages each, and they're total 54 messages. So in all these messages, I thank the Lord. I really thank the Lord. Now, it's not because I partake of, I'm part of the who speak the message. It's okay, whoever speaks the message, I'm talking about the content. In the whole 20 years in this process, think about it. Without the messages, in the past 27 years, repeat, speaking to us again and again, let me tell you, the Lord's recovery will not be like what we are today. More or less, that situation, right, that these feasts maintain the Lord's recovery. Not only it's only maintained the Lord's recovery, but basically maintain the Lord's recovery in the central lane, the central line of God's economy. In the past 27 years, one point that we pay much attention to is the body of Christ. I'm one of the speakers. Of course, for the speakers, number one, you need to have a burden. And number two, and who benefits the most are the speakers. Let me tell you, who receive the most benefit? Not you, but me. Because in order for me to speak, I need to study, I need to prepare, I need to pray. I'm the first one who receives the benefit, not you. For me to speak this message, let me tell you, this is the third time I spoke about this message. But every time I speak something, the more lights, the more revelation. It's not because I'm such and such, right? But brothers and sisters, because this topic touches God's heart. This topic really touched God's heart. Every time you touch the body, you touch God's heart's desire. you're touched what Christ wants. I believe from now, in comparison to 1939, it's totally another age. That at that time, it's not easy to see the body of Christ, but the knee was still studying and researching concerning this matter. He was himself was not so clear yet. It's like, remember, there's a story of the blind. Lord opened his eye, he saw people walking like trees. Because God's revelation is what is progressive, right? Progressive. So the revelation concerning the body of Christ is the same. Of course, Paul, he saw the revelation. Because we have lost such a revelation, we have gradually in the past 70 to 80 years, that is through Brother Lee and Brother Nee, we've gradually recovered the vision of the body of Christ to make it more complete and more in details. Let us continue on to Roman number 3. The body of Christ is the divine constitution of the triune God with the believers in Christ. All of these are particular terminologies. What is the body of Christ? I will say it again. It's a divine constitution of the triune God with the believers in Christ. It is the Father, the Son, the Spirit, and man are blended and built together to become the body of Christ. That is God and man. It is the divine constitution of triune God with the believers in Christ. A, the Father, the Son, the Spirit, and man are blended and built together to become the body of Christ. The mingling of God and man. The union of God and man, the incorporation of God and man, have a purpose. What is that purpose? The purpose to gain a constitution. That is to gain a body. The goal is not for us to be overcoming, for us to be spiritual, for us to be mature. Yes, there is such a result, but that is not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal and destination is to gain a body, the body of Christ. When the Lord revived me, I started to love the Lord, to pursue the Lord. I am not clear at all about this. I just know I love the Lord. I want to be spiritual. I want to grow up. I want to overcome. Yes, that those things are not wrong. But I was not clear what is the goal. Christ has a need. The body is what he wants to gain. It's not my spirituality. It is that he wants to gain a body for his expression. When such a concept, such a revelation enlightened, I begin to see it, I can tell you, it is a revolutionary change in me of my Christian life. That is, my Christian life, after seeing that, has a revolutionary change. B, the building up of the body is the constitution of the triune God and the tripartite man in the Spirit of God and the Spirit of man. I mentioned about the 4 more points concerning God's New Testament economy, right? One point is on the focus of God's New Testament economy. It's the mingling of the Spirit of God and the Spirit of man. In such a mingling, union, incorporation, and that is a process of constitution. The mingling incorporating is a process of building. That is the process of the body being constituted. The more we're mingling, the more we mingle, we're united, we incorporate with the triune God, the more we'll be constituted to be the body of Christ. So what is the focus? The two spirits. But as we pay much attention to the Spirit when we're praying, you know, the Baptists will never talk about the Spirit. We just want the Bible. They're so afraid to talk about the Spirit. Why are they afraid to mention about the Spirit? Because in King James Version, its translation is translated the Holy Ghost. The translation in the King James Version, the so-called, the Orthodox, authoritative version, and they translate that, the Holy Spirit, to what? Not the Holy Spirit. They translate it into Holy Ghost. You know, what is a ghost? Ghosts are what? Demons. When we say a ghost, we mention it as like demons. It is not Holy Spirit, but Holy Ghost. I mean, people are so afraid of ghosts. I used to listen to people say, oh, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. And the Pentecostals, the charismatics, they just talk about the Spirit. They don't want the Bible. They just want to talk about the Spirit and work on the Spirit. Oh, I've seen I was speaking tongues. I see a certain vision, miracles, wonders. They got into it. So the Baptists, they would never get into those. That is their advantage, right? They just want the Bible. So the Pentecostal want the Spirit. They want the Holy Ghost. They do not want the Bible. So these are two extremes. And thank the Lord, today we have both the Spirit and the Word. We have the Word and we have the Spirit. We are balanced. It's like the two tracks of a train. You have the Word and you have the Spirit. Such a constitution is a matter of divinity constituted into humanity to be man's dwelling place. And you look at this term. Constitution is a matter of life. It is the divinity constituted into humanity to be man's dwelling place, of humanity built into divinity to be God's dwelling place. So this is a mutual abode. He has become our dwelling place, and we have also become his dwelling place. He lives in us, and we live in him. And such a mutual dwelling is the body of Christ. And the process is divinity being constituted into humanity, and the humanity being built into divinity, and issues in a dwelling place, the body of Christ. See, the body of Christ is an organism, both divine and human, to express Christ. Originally, Christ has only divinity without humanity. When he incarnated, he became a man, that divinity mingled, right, with humanity in a man. Therefore, Christ has the dual nature of divinity and humanity. He's both divine and human. Today, when he enters into us, he became our life, our nature, and we become but his extension, his reproduction, his enlargement. This is the body of Christ. Actually, the body of Christ is Christ himself. And yet it's Christ what? Expanded, enlarged, extended, grown, duplicated, reproduced. Here it's not only an individual Christ, but hundreds of millions of members who have one life, one nature with him as his body. Therefore, your body is your extension, right? Your body is not another thing. Let us go on to Roman number 4. The body of Christ fulfills God's desire for his expression and the destruction of Satan. A, the work of triune God in us is to produce and build up the body of Christ. All the work of God is to gain such a body, to be his expression. B, the ministry of the new covenant is for the producing of the body of Christ. Without the new covenant ministry, there's no possibility to bring forth the body of Christ. In the afternoon, we talk about the goal of the ministry is to produce such a body. C, the body is the intrinsic significance of the church. Without the body, the church makes no sense. It has no meaning. It's very particular and special. You talk about the church. If the church is not the body of Christ, this church makes no sense, has no meaning. D, all the problems in the church today are due to ignorance concerning the body. The biggest problem, listen, the unique problem is what? It's not knowing the body, not caring for the body, and not honoring the body. That is, everything surrounds around the body. Today, we're in the churches, we're in the Lord's recovery. We must know the body of Christ. We not only know the body, we need to care for the body and honor the body far, far beyond my individual person. E, to know the body is the proper recovery of the Lord. The Lord desires to recover the body of Christ and the oneness of the body. You and I have only one physical body. We cannot have one body and one head and two bodies. There's only one head and one body. The Lord desires to recover the unique body to be its unique expression, to have the unique fullness. F, the Lord has an urgent need on earth. He desires that the reality of the body of Christ will be expressed in the local churches. You ask me, what is a local church? What is a church life? Actually, the church life is the body life. We, in our local churches, have the church life. We should have the miniature or the reality of the body of Christ. Yes, we are members in the one body. In this one body, we serve. In this one body, we function. In this body, we grow and we grow up. Everything is in the body. Everything should be for the body. I can only testify to you, this is something revolutionary. That is my service in my church life and in my personal spiritual life, to see the body, and that there's a clear distinction, a dividing line of seeing or not seeing the body. One day, when the Lord had mercy upon me, I saw it. Now, it's not that I have not seen, I saw a deeper aspect of the body. That light controlled me, governed me. From that time on, when I consider things, in my service, in my coordination, It's not the outward adjusting things outwardly, but inwardly. There's a you are singing. Everything is comes out of the body, through the body, and for the body. And one day, in the whole universe, what God wants is not just a few spiritual men, not a few spiritual giants, not a few mature in life, but the one body. Even Paul is part of the body. He's just a member of the body. The Lord does not just want to gain one person, Paul. He wants to gain a body. One. The Lord has an urgent need on earth. He desires that the reality of the body of Christ will be expressed in the local churches. One, what the Lord wants today is not only the churches on the ground of locality, one local locality, one church, but also the body as its fullness. Two, unless there's a substantial expression of the body, the Lord Jesus will not return. I came in the 1960s, and that time we have a slogan, is to live in the spirit and stand on the ground. Everything, we should take the local church as a standard. At that time, we truly have the Lord's word. In 1968, 150 of us were brought by Brother Lee to go back to Taiwan. We tour around Southeast Asia. At the training conference, I can give you a testimony. I was just a young man of 20 years old. I was in college. I went along and in Taipei, but Lee had a training. Live in the spirit, standing on the ground, of the locality. At that time, that really revolutionized me. That was one stage. That you go all the way until the last years of Brother Lee's life. His ministry is not emphasizing so much. It's not that it's not important, but he did not emphasize on the local churches. We need the local churches, but the local churches are just merely what? A procedure, right? To reach the goal. The goal is not local churches. The goal is to gain the body of Christ, to consummate, ultimately consummating the New Jerusalem. Yes, it's not that we are putting away or looking down of the local churches. Tomorrow we'll talk about the local churches, but tonight I will make it clear to you. What the Lord needs is not just gain one locality, one city, one locality, one church. Not only that, but much more, he wants to gain the body as his fullness. Today, this is the Lord's work in his recovery. Not only to raise up local churches, but he wants to build up a body. That is in the Lord's recovery. There must be the reality of the body of Christ to be manifested. Number 5, the Lord's recovery is based upon the truth that Christ has only one body. A, the one body is the one church of God, manifested in many localities as local churches. B, the Lord's recovery is for the building up of the body of Christ. The recovery is for the body. The recovery is for the body, not for any individual or merely for any individual local church. I love my church. You love your church. That is right. We should be like this. But tonight, I want to say this one thing that you should love more than loving your local church. That is to love the body of Christ. Not only just love the locality you're in. But tomorrow you may move. You may migrate. right? But a body. It doesn't matter where we are there living in the body life for the building up of the unique body of Christ. See, in our consideration, the body should be first. The local church should be second. D, the body of Christ is the goal of God's economy, and the local churches are the procedure God takes to reach the goal of his economy. We talk about procedure. It is this procedure. Yes, we need to love our local church because that is a procedure, that is a process that you need to go on. If you're not in the local church, you cannot enter into the reality of the body of Christ. But tonight we should be clear, number one, what is the goal? The goal is still the body. The local churches and the church life is to help us to attain to that reality. D, the body of Christ is the goal of God's economy, and the local churches are the procedure God takes to reach the goal of his economy. Roman E, all the local churches are the unique body of Christ in the universe. All the local churches added together, they are the unique body of Christ in the universe. In Roman numeral 6, we need to be universal Christians with a universal view of the universal body of Christ. A, the body of Christ is the mystical body of the universal, all-inclusive, all-extensive Christ. 1, Christ the head ascended far above all the heavens, and we are the mystical body, the fullness of this Christ. Tomorrow we'll break the bread of the table, symbolize not only the broken body of Christ, of Jesus, for us who died in his flesh, his physical body, to accomplish redemption. That bread also typified the mystical body of Christ, the universal body that includes all the of the saints of the Old and New Testament, of the ancient and of the present or the future. All the believers are part of and participate in this body. And 2, the body is the fullness, the expression of the Christ who fills all things. A, Christ is head over all things to the church. The church is the body of this universal Christ. The body of this universal Christ is the fullness of the one who fills all in all. B, Christ himself is universally vast, universally extensive, and the body is the fullness of this universally vast, extensive Christ. This means that the body also is universal. Not only it is local. Yes, the body of Christ is not only local, but universal as well. The local churches is local. The body must be universal. A, the universal Christian is one who has a universal view. We said in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 to 23 and 4:10. May we, brothers and sisters, we may be in one place, one locality. Our spirit and our heart should be universal. 1, although we may have a view of the body, our view may be very small compared to the universal view of the body of Christ. 2, we need to get out of our small, narrow self and be in ecstasy, seeing and touching the universal body of Christ, the fullness, the expression of the universal, unlimited Christ. 3, we need to be overwhelmed by the vision, the man city as the universal body of Christ. A, like John, who was carried away in spirit onto a high mountain to see the new Jerusalem. We need to be carried away in spirit to a high mountain to have a universal view of the universal body of Christ. B, in our spirit, we need to have a view of the universal body, which is infinitely greater than anything that has ever entered into our mind concerning the body of Christ. Roman number 7, the last point. The goal of God's economy is to build up the universal body of Christ. It is such a universal body that will consummate in the new Jerusalem. Even the body, it has a process. Eventually, the Lord will gain the holy city, the new Jerusalem. A, the body is the church, and the church is a miniature of the new Jerusalem. B, the new Jerusalem is coming, and the church exists today. As its precursor, the new Jerusalem will be the full consummation of this precursor, the body of Christ. See, I'm looking at the clock, okay? Now, the time is 8:30. That means there should be plenty of time for you to share the body of Christ and its vision is for Paul. The other apostles, yes, they did mention about the church, but the other apostles have not so clearly talked about the body of Christ. The Gospel of John in chapter 2 talks about a little bit of the body as being the temple. In 3 days it will be destroyed, and it will destroy it, and in 3 days it will be rebuilt. That means the church will be built up in resurrection. However, the revelation of the body was mainly revealed to Paul. There were several books about the body. You need to read, of course, number 1, Ephesians, and then the book of Romans, and 1 Corinthians, and Colossians. All these books are talk about the body of Christ. Okay, I finish. Is that okay? And today, we only talk about the body. Actually, under such a vision, as we go on, we need to pay attention. What is the reality of the body? What is the living or life of the body? And we need to go on in these areas. May the Lord bless us. I will stop here. Amen.